The Sesh Podcast, episode 244, take one. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to The Sesh. And guess what? We are all pregnant.
Yep.
It's
all
true.
All four of us together. Yeah. We're all pregnant. We're only like a month apart from each other.
Oh, so we're like staggered. Who's first?
You are.
What? Oh, so someone's really early then.
I'm second.
Well, I've been hiding it for you guys. I've been lying to you guys.
Yeah, you just found out about Corelli's today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then Sydney as well.
I am 5 months.
There's no way.
No, you're not.
Wait,
because
honey,
you're the least far along.
I'm 13 weeks today.
Oh, shit, you're right.
She goes on five months.
5 weeks. 5 weeks.
5 weeks is like around the time most people find out.
Mm-hmm. So you're 5 weeks.
But I am not pregnant. I know.
Okay, Corelli ruined it already.
All right, fine. She's not pregnant, but...
Janelle is.
I am.
Sydney is.
Yes, can't wait.
Pregnancy, it wasn't for me, but then it was all of a sudden because I had a little...
You had FOMO, you know?
I was going to finish it off, but I kept my mouth shut.
You had a little slip up.
I was
going to
say, but I had a little D, so...
A little D.
Like,
oh, John's got a little D.
Well, John's balls, you know. You know the drill.
We know the balls are little.
Wow, this is a great pregnancy announcement.
Okay. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, Kendall, yes. Hit us with the news.
I'm pregnant. Me and me alone.
Kendall Ray is motherfucking pregnant today. And she was pregnant yesterday.
It. Yep.
And the day before.
I've been
y'all
pregnant
didn't know
this
it.
Whole time. And you know what? Cue the comments of people being like, I knew it. I knew it. I've already
I called
seen some
it.
On Instagram. Because I know I have been acting a little bit pregnant.
I've been acting very hungry. I have been starving
at all times.
I've never seen, and I mean this in the greatest way possible,
okay.
I've never seen someone eat like so, just like throughout the day.
Yeah.
You're always eating, which I don't blame
you.
Because
if I don't, I feel sick.
That's crazy.
But that's kind of going away now. So I've been less hungry lately. But the first couple of weeks.
You were eating.
It was insane.
As you should.
And the smoothie that I made. I remember seeing comments that were like, are you pregnant? That is weird.
Wait, I must have missed
savory
this.
Savory smoothie.
No, the savory smoothie.
Oh, when we made
But the
it
thing
here.
Is Kendall mm-hmm. would eat that regardless. Like, I don't
True.
Even think that had to do with your pregnancy. Like, it probably
True, but
enhanced
I think
it,
I craved it more.
Probably, yeah.
I've been craving so many, like, salty tomatoes. And,
yeah.
Yeah, like a cucumber. Well, I guess it's my same diet. I, like, always eat tomatoes and cucumbers.
You do.
But I'm just eating a lot more.
Just a snack queen these days.
Mm-hmm. I have been a snack queen. And so those Bucky nuggets.
Those buck fuck
the buck
nuggets.
Box really came at a good time.
Yep.
But yeah, baby number two, guys.
It's
I
happening.
Did it. It's... I'm going to be a mom once again.
Yeah,
round two.
You did. You did it.
I did it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're really, really excited. So this was planned for us, obviously. We wanted another. And it was like the exact timing that we wanted. It'll be like a 3 year, 9 month-ish age gap. Or what is that? 7 months?
When is your baby due?
My baby's due March 30th.
So it'll be 3 years and 5 months.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, March to August is 5.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Because February to August is 6.
Facts. Okay.
Because my half birthday's in February and I'm born in August, just like Holly.
Oh, I see. Wait. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
So around 3.5 years.
Holly will be just over 3.5 years when baby number two is born.
So that would be 3 and almost 7 months. If she's already.
That's right. Three.
You just said 5. 3 years, 5 months. I think it would be 3 and 7.
No. Sorry. It'd be because you're due in March and March to August is 5 months.
Okay.
Wait. Yes. Yes. You're right. Yes. You're right.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's like
I'm
6 or 7.
You're
months.
Not.
That's right. I was like, okay, I know I have pregnancy brain going on, but I'm
just,
pretty sure
I have no
figured
excuse.
This out already at
I have
some
no
point.
Excuse. I'm just stupid.
Okay. We'll take that. Well, it's a good day for today because we're hopefully, if we have time, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And the answer is no for Janelle.
Absolutely
obviously.
Not.
But I, these days,
you're
dude,
right.
The pregnancy brain's insane. So you got a big leg up on
3 years, 7 months.
7 months. Something like that.
I think it's 6 months.
Okay. Depending on when they come.
So right. if they come in March, it's 7 months.
The due date is March 30th. They will be coming in March.
Okay.
There is no option for later.
Okay. Well, I guess
I could technically go into April if they're late. But Holly was early. I was induced. I just don't see myself wanting to go that much longer. I don't know.
You do, you boo.
We'll have to say. I guess there's a chance they could be in April. But I think it's a very strong chance it'll be March. So either a Pisces or an Aries, which I'm really excited for both. There's, in my mind, some good pros and cons for each of those. I am very, very excited. I feel very lucky in life. And the pregnancy has been pretty smooth so far. I feel very fortunate about that because one of my childhood best friends is also having a baby in March. And it's been pretty tough for her. She's really struggled. And so that always puts into perspective when I see, like, and on social media, what people are going through, like videos of them throwing up and like trying to cook and they can't do anything. And I've been really, really lucky. I haven't had any like food aversions. I've been able to cook. Certain smells get me a little bit, but they always do. It's not like anything crazy.
Like broccoli and barbecue,
like, as a big no.
But that's always been a big no for you.
Exactly.
I'm sure even more so now, but
it's a little bit extra. But I haven't thrown up at all, which is amazing because I'm just like a puker in life.
Fucking same.
So, you know, I've been really, really happy about that. I did deal with like nausea, but it was never to that level. I haven't been sick to where I can't function. I've been really, really grateful that I've been able to work out. I don't think I've missed any workouts, and I'm still like at this point still able to do about the same. I've like toned down the weights a little bit, but I'm still like able to do the same amount of time and like burn the same amount. Mm-hmm. So, and that just makes me feel mentally good because that's where I'm struggling the most, I'd say. Well, I'd say the most is like I'm just really tired.
Yeah.
I feel really exhausted and just like mentally depleted. And then, yeah, just have had some mental struggles.
I think that's very common.
It's like,
and good to talk about.
Yeah, that's been the biggest thing.
Because I think a lot of people, there's this stigma, which I think it's gone away a lot, but there's still like, oh, you know, you don't want to talk about the negatives. You're so fortunate to be able to even get pregnant. There's people who wish they could. And of course that's true. Like, of course you are so fortunate that you can get pregnant and that you are able to have. You've already had one healthy child and you're going to, have another one. And so it's like, yes. And also you can still have valid complaints and struggles. And I think it's important to talk about that as well and not just try and force like, oh, rainbows and butterflies, everything's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's just like, I think anyone who's been through it, well, some people love being pregnant.
Yeah.
And, good for you. That's awesome. And there are things I do really love about it. But like for the most part, I struggle during it.
Yeah.
Which I always hated with Holly because I was like, I always just saw, I knew I wanted to have kids from like the second I knew that you could have a baby.
Yeah.
So I always thought I would love pregnancy so much and love being pregnant. And I felt really, even though I know it's okay, I have had like moments of just feeling guilty that I'm having these feelings of like, oh, this is hard.
Yeah.
This is really hard. And I feel like I'm sacrificing so much. But I am. Like, I think that's what a lot of people relate to as well. If you've been pregnant, is you just feel like you lose yourself for a period of time. And I know what's coming. And I know it's not just like, it is temporary. I will get back to myself, but it's going to take a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm only through the first trimester and I already feel like, oh my God, I've completely like lost who I am. And I don't know. I just feel like I don't own my body right now.
Yeah.
And
that's got to be a really strange thing to conceptualize because in your case, you also, like you said, wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
You tried for it.
Yep.
When you saw a positive pregnancy test, you were excited.
Yeah. Very.
You planned for it, but you also, so you're like willingly losing yourself in a way temporarily.
I knew I was going to sacrifice my physical and mental self for this pregnancy. I knew that before I started. And like, I had been crying about it, struggling with that for months leading up to this. So I knew that this was coming.
Right.
But it's still just hard.
Yeah.
It's just a long time. I'm like, God, I still have a long way to go. And it's just going to get harder and harder and harder. And then I know what's at the end of
right.
it. Like, birth was really traumatic for me.
I
and
guess
so
that was
I'm scared.
A plus last time is because you had never given birth. So
that
you
was
didn't really
so
know
a plus
what
last
to
time.
Expect. Now you're like,
yeah.
Which every birth is different. It may be totally different
yes.
than how it was with
oh,
Holly.
I hope so.
But it's, I'm sure you can't help but think about what it was like the first time you did
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the feelings I had after of last time of like, I'm never doing this again.
Right.
That was the worst. I felt like I wasn't going to survive in
yeah.
that moment. I really did.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like, I'm doing this again willingly. And it's so worth it. Like, I have no regrets. I am just,
right.
every time I go to the doctor and I see the baby, I am so excited and just overjoyed. And being a mother has been the best thing that's ever happened to me. These have been the best years of my life. And I know that this is going to be just as amazing. And it's also a weird thing of like, how can I ever love this baby more than Holly? You know, I love her so much. I know so many parents talk about that. The second round is like, how am I going to make room for, like, they have so much to live up to.
Right.
You know?
They'll never be as good as Holly. Holly's
right.
perfect in every facet.
Right. Like, if it was her in there again,
right.
I'd just be like, this would be easier, but I don't
sure.
know who it is. And I feel like it's this weird, like, stranger that's living
yeah.
here. And it's
yeah.
hard to connect to them. So, yeah, it's just, it's a strange, it's so strange.
It is strange.
Yeah.
I wish I could say I know how you feel. Obviously, you know, we've never had a child, so
yeah.
I don't know how you feel, but I can imagine that it would be very confusing, I think.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Really exciting, but also scary.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, Holly's going to have a sibling. That's so exciting. Mm. But then also like, oh, Holly's going to have a sibling. Like, she's
yeah.
not going to be just her anymore. And what
yes.
if blah, blah, blah. And what if
what
this?
If I don't have as much time for her.
Right.
And I don't like the idea of things changing. And we're so routine oriented that I'm like, how is the bedtime routine going to work? How is,
right.
how's, you know, and like sleep training again and just going through all of that again, all those really hard things. Yes, they were so worth it, but they're scary.
Right.
So it's like just there's so much stress and anxiety that goes along with pregnancy that I think more people talk about now, and I'm
yeah.
glad to see that, but still, it feels weird, like, you're complaining, especially, like, in a pregnancy announcement. I feel, like, kind of guilty, like, getting on here and meet. But this has all just been building up in my head.
No.
And I this is my place to kind of, like,
I think anyone who has had children, at the very least, will know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's someone on there who's, like, stop whining, well, then that's their own problem. Like,
oh, there will be some weirdo.
And
there's,
and
I remember
of course
last
there will
time
be.
Too.
And like, that's fine. You know, it is what
that's
it
fine.
is.
It's
like, go ahead.
Literally,
and,
like, two people.
Like, whatever. But I think
it doesn't bother me. I don't
the majority
care.
Of people appreciate the honesty. And I'm sure there's thousands of you watching out there who are also pregnant.
Yeah.
Who probably feel alone or scared or unsure, whatever, whether that's your first kid or your fifth kid. And
yeah.
I'm sure in a lot of ways it's nice, you know, to hear other moms or soon to be moms talk about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
or parents, whatever.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I think this time is just so different because last time I didn't know what I was getting into. I
yeah.
didn't know what like it was going to be like to have a newborn. I didn't know what birth was going to be like. So it was all a bunch of rainbows and butterflies and just excitement.
Yeah.
And this time, of course, there's excitement, but there's a lot of like reality in it too. And I'm already a parent. I'm already, I don't know. So, yeah, but we really are so excited. I can't wait to see Holly be a sibling. She is going to be such a good sibling. I'm really excited to experience the newborn stage, to experience all the stages again, because now she's headed into, you know, she's like going to be 3.5 in the next couple. She's like 3 years, 3 months.
Yeah.
It's going by so fast. And I'm excited to experience some of like the younger milestones again, because I didn't realize how fast it was going to
sure.
go last time. So I think I'll be able to savor the moment even more, especially the newborn phase. It goes by insanely fast.
Yeah.
Like it's a blink, dude. And so I'm hoping I can, yeah, really like hone in on that. But then again, it's like, the postpartum period was really hard for
right.
me mentally.
Right.
I think that's the biggest thing for me. It's like just, I feel like I'm sacrificing so much of my mental health.
You are.
And I know I'm like voluntarily crashing.
You are. No, I mean, no, there's
so
like,
fun.
You literally
yeah.
are.
No, I literally am. And it's wild.
And there's no way, I mean, obviously there's, you know, things that you can do to help
yeah.
set yourself up for
I'm doing
the least
things.
Amount of damage as possible or whatever.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
yeah, at the end of the day, like you are
yeah, yeah.
sacrificing a lot.
So like we just talked about, I am heading into the second trimester. Thank goodness.
Whoop, whoop.
However, I haven't felt the effects of second trimester.
Like yet. The loaded energy.
That's supposed to be what it is. You get this burst of energy. But no, I am tired all the time, especially around the time that we record this show. Just about 3 in the afternoon.
The 3 afternoon slump.
Oh, I get so sleepy. And I'm always looking for something that's going to make me feel full because I am hungry all the time. But it's also going to give me a boost of energy and help me get extra protein, which I need all the protein I can get now that I'm building a freaking human.
And that is why Kettle and Fire is a great sponsor for this show because they are able to provide products that give you energy, keep you full, and give you a little boost, and boost your protein as well. Just like you said, you need more protein nowadays. Mm-hmm.
Up to 19 grams per serving, which is pretty incredible. And Kettle and Fire tastes absolutely fire.
I was going to say, Kendall has been talking about wanting a cozy drink all day, and what better way to have it than something that's actually healthy for you and tastes good.
Exactly, and I already had mine today.
Kettle and Fire bone broth is rich, savory, slow simmered, and tastes as good as it is for you. It supports gut health and digestion, muscle recovery and energy, and immune function, which we all could use that right now.
Oh yeah,
as
this
we go
the
into
time.
The cold months of the year.
And it's easy to incorporate into your routine, which I love. You just throw it in the microwave.
You can also cook with it. Yeah,
very good, actually. Josh and I made a great chicken noodle soup with it recently.
I've used their vegetable broth multiple times over the last couple weeks in different recipes. So good. So much flavor.
I want to try that one.
And yeah, really cannot recommend it enough. And John's been really enjoying the bone broth because he's always looking for more ways to get some extra protein in. And yeah, this is a easy way to do it.
I love it at night because that's always the time I get snacky and I want something. And of course, I'm pregnant. I'm letting myself have snackies in bed. But I mean, it's never enough for me, right?
No, you're literally, I've never seen you more hungry in your life.
I'm starving all the time.
Which
it's
is
crazy.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does make sense. But I love having some bone broth at night, of course. It makes me feel nice and cozy and full so I can drift off to dreamland and I'm feeding off of protein all night.
And it's made with 100% grass-fed and finished beef bones or organic free-range chicken bones. There's no additives, no preservatives, no weird crap, just clean, real ingredients. So for limited time, you can get a free carton of Kettle and Fire bone broth by going to kettleandfire.com/sesh. Just buy any 3 cartons in store and they'll pay you back for one. This works on any flavor at any retailer. You can find Kettle and Fire in over 22,000 stores nationwide, including Costco, Walmart, Target, Publix, Whole Foods, Kroger, and Sprouts. That's Kettle and Fire. .com/sesh.
It took me so long to get back to feeling like myself, or to feel like even better than I felt before, like the best version of myself mentally and physically that I had been my whole life. And I was so proud of all the work I put in. I put in some serious work.
Yeah.
Just into me.
No, you did.
And being the best mom I could be.
No, I watched it firsthand. Like, you change into this woman that you were always meant to be, and not that the version before you wasn't fantastic as well, but like I would say once you like left the like really fresh postpartum and like kind of started finding your groove again, you just blossomed in this like version of yourself that was incredible to watch. Like I think a lot of people have seen it online, but like you amazed me so much in the past couple years, just how much growth you had personally, how much more confident you are, strong physically and mentally, how much just independence you've, like, I think, gotten since becoming a mom in a weird way. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But
that means a lot.
No,
it really does.
I, like, you really, like, transformed in a way. And I'm just like so proud of you and amazed by who you are. You're the best mom in the world.
The best.
You're literally like
literally
meant to be.
You.
You were legit meant to be a mom forever. And I always knew that. But then like seeing you, I was just like, holy shit, she's just like so fucking good at this.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like all I've ever wanted to be in life.
Yeah, I know. And you fucking rock at it. And you're still like a good friend and, you know, hardworking, and
you're a hot mom.
You're a hot mom. Thank God. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it's true. Like you, and so my point to all that is that you already did it, you know, once.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're changing, you know, your body's changing. And I know that that's been something that like you've talked about how like that's
been obviously a struggle in the past. You've had an eating disorder, and obviously right. when you're pregnant, your body yes. changes. And
that's been probably the biggest part of it for me.
And I think that that's, you know, a totally valid thing to be concerned about. But
yeah,
in my mind, I'm like, you already know exactly where you can get because you already
yeah,
did it once.
Right.
And like, you'll 100% do it again and probably even better this time around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's really my hope. And that's why I've worked so hard during this last couple years, is like, Holly was the motivation I need. Like, the second totally. She was born, I was like, I want to be the best that I can, best version of myself for her, and be able to be really active as a parent and get up on the slides and
yeah.
do stuff with her, run around. And I feel like so great physically. And then I also thought, like, if I'm in better shape next time, I think birth and pregnancy will be easier for me, because I really struggled with my blood pressure. Could still happen again this time. I don't
sure.
know. That's why I'm trying to like really stay on top of the workouts and take good care of myself, so that I set myself up for success in birth, hopefully, again.
Right.
Never know how that shit's going right. to go. You can right. only do so much.
Right.
But just afterwards, too. I'm
yeah.
hoping that it doesn't take me as long next time to feel capable, or I'll leave feeling like I'm not just, I just felt extremely weak last time.
Yeah.
And I also was sick. I was
yeah.
chronically ill
yeah.
for years before that. So
right.
that really didn't help.
Right.
But now that I'm physically better in that regard, too.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to focus on that. I'm sort of seeing it as like, I was like in my cocoon for a while. I had Holly and I blossomed into a butterfly. And now for some reason, the butterfly is going back in a cocoon, which doesn't really happen in real life. But I'm pretending that it does.
Oh, you want it to do.
Yes.
You want it to feel
I'm
like
in the
cocooning.
Cocoon again.
Okay.
And you know what? I kind of like the way that pregnancy is the timing this time, because I'm going to be like hibernating for the winter.
Right.
You know, like through
you're like a bear.
Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yes, I'm going to be a bear that just eats and you
you're
know,
like
sleeps.
A pregnant bear who's
yes,
in hibernation.
Who still gets on the treadmill a little bit, but you know, I'm doing like elevated walking only.
Dude, that's still impressive. Like some people, you know, they really takes them out and they just.
Dude, and I so get that. For some
yeah.
people, you literally cannot. Like just functioning, I feel very lucky that I've
yeah,
been
yeah.
able to do it. Like I've even been able to run a couple, like once or twice a week.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, exactly. I'm just really thankful. I don't think that'll last much longer, though. It's getting very hard to breathe.
Yeah, but
I have a big bump already. I'm not going to get it out right now, but I'll show you eventually. She's bumping.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is in me.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are bumping. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, it's crazy.
I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you.
I really think, like you said, since you've done it once, and I know it's probably hard too because you are such a planner. And I know after having Holly,
yeah.
yes.
that became even bigger.
Yeah.
So I know with pregnancy, it's like you really can't plan things. I know that that kind of drives you crazy.
It
but
does.
Like you said, nothing's going to, like, it's just going to go the way it's going to go. And then I think that afterwards too, you'll be able to, I think you'll bounce back sooner. Just because
thank you.
You did it before. And then you know the tools, or now you have the tools and you
yeah.
know on how to like work with those feelings.
Yeah. And it's like when we say bounce back too, I want people to know I'm not just talking about my body.
Right. Yeah.
Like I'm talking
no, yeah.
about being able to like physically get up the stairs and to mentally function and to feel like myself.
Bounce back to who
yeah.
who Kendall Ray was.
Not pregnant version.
All you know, yeah. all encompassing.
Right.
Not like oh, hop in a bikini and you
yeah.
look exactly, you look like you never even had a kid. Like, no, that's
which
not.
Didn't happen last time. It's not going to happen
and that's
again.
Not the fucking point.
Yeah.
You literally
yeah.
are creating life.
Yeah.
So
that's the least of my concerns. Obviously, I'm definitely experiencing body dysmorphia right now. I'm experiencing some really weird symptoms. Like, intrusive thoughts have already started for me in first trimester. I was telling Janelle some of them, like, it's weird. I've had some just like weirdness. So I'm trying to keep it together, you know, and I'm talking to my psychiatrist and my doctors and I'm doing like the necessary steps. But yeah, so the butterfly is going back in the cocoon for, you know, I'm going to get through Thanksgiving and Christmas mm-hmm. and just like have hot chocolate and chill. And then I'm going to be miserable probably from January to February.
Okay.
Because that, I mean, the third trimester is just, it's
rough.
Just, yes.
Also, January and February are like the most disgusting
right.
months.
Right. But I'm like, that's
the year
fine then. This is a good time for me to. I already hate
okay.
those times. So now I'm just going to be a hibernating bear during those times even
right.
more than I already was normally.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'll have this baby. And then I'll be.
And then you'll have hot girl summer. Hot girl is in like.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
As in like. No, as in like you feel yourself again.
I don't know. It took me like at least a year last time. Maybe hot girl summer 2027.
Well, you'll have, it's the word I'm looking for.
I'll have a newborn. I'll
you'll
just
have
be excited to have
newborn,
my little
new fam summer.
Yeah. Yep.
New fam.
New fam.
Yeah, like the new fam.
Our new family dynamic.
New family. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, Sydney, that's like so the issue too is I'm just such a control freak. And I said this last time, in pregnancy, you just have no control. And parenting, you have no control. So this is, it's a, just another good lesson. I was telling my friend this, and I hope it didn't come across as like too aggressive, but I was like, because she's like, I'm so anxious. And right now we're waiting till the anatomy scan. And like, and I'm like, yeah, dude, you are anxious during the whole pregnancy. Every single step, you're waiting for the next milestone, the next thing. Then it's birth. Then it's like, oh, I just need to get past the first month. I need to get past the first 3 months. I need to get past the 6 months. I need to get past till they're when they're a year. Like, it just never stops. You are anxious about your child. You, because you love your child. You're worried about your child forever. Yeah. That is being a parent.
Right.
It is till they are, pretty much till you're dead.
That's lovely.
Maybe that's a really cynical, is that a horrible way to look at it?
No,
that's the
no.
way I see it. I think pregnancy is like your body's way of preparing you for like the rest of your life.
I think it also depends on the person though.
Maybe,
because
yeah.
you're a naturally anxious human.
I think all parents worry about their kids though.
Oh, of course, worry about their kids, yes. But I think like to different degrees and in different ways,
yeah,
you
true,
know?
True, true, true.
Like I think some people are just like I know people who just don't experience anxiety. I'm like,
that's
okay,
true.
That's nice.
Okay, so for an anxious person.
But yeah, I would agree. I think every parent, no matter what, worries about their kids forever.
Like,
I would
just,
hope you worry about
I am
your kids.
Less anxious about this pregnancy than last time.
That's good.
Because I think I've learned a lot about, like, this is just the way it is.
I feel like you seem, which this makes perfect sense, you seem way more confident and just, like, a little bit less, like, paranoid, I guess is the term.
I'm way,
unless
yes.
you're, like, just putting on a front. But, like, to me, you seem a lot more like chill this time
mm-hmm.
around, I think, because you're just like, oh, yeah, this is how it goes. Or, oh, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not going to worry about it because this is normal.
There's no control.
What,
yeah,
over, yeah.
No, I learned so much last time. And it's really coming in handy the second time. They, you know, they always say like your second pregnancy and then your third and your fourth or whatever. If you go that far, you get less and less anxious. That's just like the natural way. Of
and
things.
I guess
that's how it's been for me.
That
but
makes
it does
sense,
depend
too.
Different for different people.
Like when you have your kid, you'll probably be like, oh, I already know how to fucking do this.
Right. That's what
once.
I'm saying. Like, it will be, like, I will be anxious.
Right.
But way less.
Sure. Because you know what you're doing.
Yeah. But yeah.
Whereas
I'm just
before,
like,
you had no idea what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. It's just a wild, it's the craziest thing, having a baby, dude. It's just, it's so fucking nuts. The whole thing is so weird.
Do you feel claustrophobic in your own skin?
A little bit. When I feel like I can't breathe. Like, sometimes even podcasting, I just feel like I can't
breathe.
You get
out of breath really quick.
Yeah, and it's really annoying because it's not that big yet. Guess, you already know how big. Guess how big it is this week, you guys? 13 weeks.
The baby?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say the size of a Brussels sprout.
Okay.
Well, that's cute.
What's your guess?
A peanut?
Bigger. A baseball or a large lemon?
Oh, wow.
I know.
It's big.
It's a big
That's
baby.
Why you can't fucking breathe.
Yeah, and I think it's something else. It's like hormonal
yeah,
too
no,
that makes
kidding.
You not
yeah,
be
I'm
able
sure
to breathe.
That's why. Do you know what?
What's, your blood volume increases a ton. I always notice that very early on.
What's like the what's the biggest it gets? What's the size of equivalent?
I think it gets
well.
I,
obviously,
I might be wrong. You can look it up, but
like
I'm pretty
watermelon?
Sure 40 weeks is watermelon. I didn't
no,
make
it is
because last time because people do that challenge where they tape the watermelon.
Yeah, but also last time we brought in like the fruit or whatever every
oh,
week,
yeah.
and at one
yeah,
point
we did do
I'm
that.
Pretty sure we brought in like a tiny watermelon.
But
should
I don't
do that
really
again? Understand that watermelons
nah.
can be this big and
second
watermelons
baby, no one cares.
Can be this.
It's true.
Like that doesn't make any sense. Watermelons, everything could be
size.
So many different sizes.
Okay, everything could be every different
and
size.
And also
though
I remember last time you would bring something in, and then the next week you'd bring something in, and it was smaller than what you brought in last week.
I know, it was really weird.
Like,
it's and I feel like a baseball and a large lemon are different.
Well,
yeah.
Baseball's like this. That's a fucking big ass lemon.
That's a big
yeah.
lemon. And then also the placenta's in there. And
no,
that's a
I
lot.
That's
last time when I saw that fucking thing come
you
out.
Said that's out of
that,
my pay grade.
Dude, that really like
you saw that come out?
I have a picture of it.
Why did they but
did
you
it
didn't
on
see
the,
it like come out?
No, they held it up for me though.
It didn't fly out, Janelle.
They held it up, or Josh held it. I can't remember.
Did they
but
catch
I've seen,
it.
Were you like,
yeah, they catch it.
Were you
no,
like,
they let it flop on the floor and picked its ass up.
Were Wait. You like, put that shit away? Put the
no,
thing
it's
where it came
beautiful,
from
dude. Me. It fed my daughter. Like, it,
oh,
I had
really?
A whole different. It's really cool.
Are
it's
you,
like the
I
tree
thought
of
you
life.
Were like freaked out by it.
I was until I had a baby, but like,
no, just, I thought, okay.
What is it? It didn't gross me out my own.
It was the touching.
The idea of like Tom Cruise eating his used to really bother me.
Would you, okay, would you
like
consider
a steak?
Would you consider like encapsulating yours or eating yours?
I actually would now.
Yeah.
I would be interested in looking into that. Yes. That I still want to know some more about that.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. I can try to find a picture of it. You probably shouldn't insert it, but I can show you guys sometimes. It looks like a big tree of life.
It's like it looks like a stingray with like blood vessels that are in the shape
of
like a tree.
No, placentas are really fucking
cool. You showed
it to
me.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's like this big. So now that is like helping me to realize like how big what is going on.
True.
It's not just the size of the baby, because I remember last week, like, how come it's the size of an apple?
Well, and it's the whole amniotic sac, all the fucking fluid.
There's a ton going on in there.
Because
I have quite the bump right now already. I'm shocked at how, and they say like your second time it comes in quick. Even at Crime Con, I had to really like, that's why I wore a black dress.
Y'all didn't know, but she was pregnant at Crime Con.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess we've talked a lot about feelings and
that's sort of like the negative side of things.
Oh.
I've been like waiting for my moment to vent about all of this outside of you guys, because you guys hear it all the time. But yeah, I found out in July, and I was very excited, and I told Josh. And
very cute.
Yeah. I just had Holly walk up to him with a little test. And then I wanted to tell Janelle. I had this whole plan that Josh was going to go in and pretend we had to like go over stuff calendar wise. And our lease in this building ends in March. So I was going to have him point on the calendar and be like, so this is when the lease ends and this is when the baby's due. And I tried to like subtly have my phone up. I have a little clip of it. But then Janelle figured it out. She literally was like, why are you filming me?
I didn't say that.
What'd you say? You were like,
I was looking.
You were like,
I was giving
you a weird ass look.
Are you pregnant?
Well, okay, because Josh is like, so we got November, and then we got December, we got the holiday party. I'm like, what the fuck is the point of this?
I know, he was not doing
that. And he goes, so then moving forward to January, and you're literally sitting like this with your phone, and I'm like, oh, it's happening.
I fucking knew it. The
suck is
you're holding.
Well, I was going to. And I was like, waiting for you to like have your moment. And then he like wouldn't. I was like, I just have to. I just came out of my mouth. Are you pregnant?
Yeah, she knew. And I wasn't able to surprise her last time. She figured it out too. So she's like impossible to surprise.
Mickey.
But I had to tell these two in a fun way.
That was fun.
You got us. You got us real good.
So remember when we were playing that game? How well do you know the producers? Like 2 months ago now.
Or no, how well do the producers know the hosts?
Oh, yeah. How well did the producers? We switched places. Mm-hmm. So there was actually a bonus round that you guys didn't see, and we can put that in now. And now it's time for the bonus round.
Okay.
This could change things.
Yes, majorly.
This is going to change everything, actually.
This is Kendall's question. Bonus round. Ready? What is Kendall's due date?
Oh, my God. You're pregnant?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. Yay.
I'm pregnant.
Woo!
Oh my God.
Have you guys not guessed at all? I feel like I've been so obvious. Did you just think we wanted to do this game?
Oh my God. Wait, I need to go give you a hug.
Wait, seriously?
Yes, seriously.
How long have you known? You've known for a week.
No, I've known for going on 3.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
When did you tell
3
me?
This Thursday, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
Well, we've been trying to.
Oh, you're right.
Tell
yeah,
you
that
guys.
Was. Oh my God!
I'm so excited.
Damn, I'm surprised that none of you even thought about it. Maybe it was for Holly.
So yeah, you guys were really surprised. Corelli was like trying to figure out if it was like Holly's due date or something.
Get all clicked, and I was like, "Oh shit, that's what that means."
Yeah. I know. It took us. I was like, "What?"
It was cute. Well, you guys have all been so supportive. I'm really grateful. I have such good people in my life, and a little shout out to my husband. He has been amazing. I feel so fortunate. He has just like taken such good care of me and helped so much more with Holly and like making sure that I can rest and nap when I need to or sleep in. And just has been like really emotionally supportive. Just lets me, I just say the same, I rant in the same circles I just did to him all the time. And he just like listens to it. And really, it's hard for him because he's a very solutions oriented person.
Very
and
logical.
He's had to learn with me over time that. Yep. I don't need you to figure it out. No. I just need you to like listen and empathize. And he's so good at that now. And I think he knows how to handle it even better. Like he was great during my first pregnancy, but we've both learned how to do
this. He knows his role and how to play it well for this time around.
Yep. He knows the right things to say when I need things and then knows when to just listen. And I just feel so fortunate to, he's such a good dad, and to be raising another one with him is just, I could cry. I just feel like I'm,
you hit the lotto.
Yeah. I love my family.
Aww, family.
I love my family.
I love your family.
I'm so excited to have another one.
Oh, that kind of hit me. Oh, that hit me. I hit my heart.
It's like just the weirdest thing, just thinking that.
You made your family.
Yeah.
That's like really cute.
I know. Like sometimes it just feels,
my God.
I still just feel so young. I just feel so,
no,
I'm like a teenager. And I'm like, I have a family.
I saw this video, I almost sent it to you, of, it's like, they're sisters, but it's like how the world sees my sister be a parent. It's just like the adult version.
I saw,
and it's
the
like
same
how
one.
I see it. And it's like kids. And I was like, kids. That is exactly how I, because I mean, obviously I don't have any sisters.
You're like my sister.
You took the role of a sister to me growing up. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly how I see you still. I'm like, I still feel like you and I are like these little fucking babies running around doing stupid shit all day. Like,
I know.
I can't believe we're not that.
I know.
And I'm like, God, you're so, another teen pregnancy.
I know. I'm like, oh, it always feels weird telling your parents. Like, it'll never not be weird, I swear. Like, it always feels like I'm a little like, especially my dad, I'm like, you know, like, I don't know, but
he knows.
No, my family's so excited. My dad is so, so excited.
So cute.
My sister's excited to be an aunt again. And yeah,
so fun.
Just feeling very lucky. So we'll move on from that. I know this is probably really boring for some people.
No, people fucking eat this shit up. Are you kidding me?
No, I know. Well, there's a lot of other, I've already seen a lot of people talking about how they're pregnant, or I've seen people commenting because I posted about it today on Instagram. And I saw a lot of people saying they're due in March.
I loved the post. It was so cute.
Thank you.
That was a great idea.
I know Tom took those pictures.
I tried to get her to use the song from what's his name?
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. Another one.
I was very close to doing it. I was like, that's funny. Or we were going to do Me Too by Gavin Gates.
That's awesome.
Wait,
is that the one we were just singing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Period.
I like fucking you in public. I said Me Too. That would have been good.
Hell yeah.
No, I picked a sweet little song, of course.
Sweet little song for a sweet little lady. Damn, make me want to have a kid.
Really? What else can I do to make you have a kid? Your mom wants you to.
Yeah, everyone.
Your dad wants you to.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you will. I was just saying, if I have a third, it'll probably just be because if Janelle gets pregnant, they'll be like, I need to have one around the same time.
Let me have my moment, Brendel.
I thought you were going to say.
They have a friend, bro.
I thought you were going to say, if I have a third, I'm giving it to Janelle. She's like, I don't want it.
Oh, that's something I could never do for someone, a surrogate for them. That is a real gift, people who do that.
Yeah, that's.
I could never be that not selfish. Like, I could never do that.
Well, you're not, it's not your DNA.
Right. No, I'm saying, like, I couldn't go through that for someone else.
Right.
That takes a special person to be able to do that.
Yeah, I could imagine so. That's
because, like, that's the one thing getting me through is, like, this is for me.
It's for my
baby. It's my DNA in there.
My
kid.
It's for a check at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, a check wouldn't be enough.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah,
No,
I think a lot of people who do it are just genuinely, like,
they love it.
It's like a service to them, which it really is. I mean, you're giving so many people,
it's like one of the best services you can offer the world.
Who can't
My God.
Have kids for whatever reason, who can't have biological children,
the
ability to have their own. It's,
no, it's
incredible.
So true, because they actually don't get paid as much as you would
no,
think.
They really
I looked
don't.
It up one time, I was shocked.
Yeah, they really don't.
Like, even the Kardashian surrogates, if any of the reporting on it is true, it wasn't that much.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. So a lot of it is just like a lot of kindness.
Yeah. Just
crazy.
A passion for
women are amazing. To all of you out there
who
have had a baby or going to have a baby, or you're pregnant right now, or you don't want to have a baby or whatever, women.
Women. Shouts out to you all.
Women.
We love women.
We love you.
You're the best.
It's hard to be a woman.
You don't deserve, I'm sorry.
You don't deserve happiness.
You don't get enough respect, praise, admiration.
No, you don't.
We make the world go round.
But we love you here at the Sesh.
We do.
And we are here today to do a couple of topics.
We are.
And I really want to play our game.
Well, we have less than an hour.
Damn
so
it.
I don't think that's going to happen, Bo.
Damn it. Okay, let's go fast.
P.S. really quick. There's going to be some special guests next week.
Because we won't be here. Somebody will. There'll be someone
Somebody's
in our place.
Somebody's will.
We are going to a conference with the Higher Hope team.
Carly and Sydney will be here.
We will be here.
Mm-hmm. We'll be here in spirit. But it'll be a good episode.
It will.
Anyways, that was so random. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I want to play the game even more.
Kendall, I don't want to rush the game.
Okay.
We'll see how much time we have. Let's go. You ever find yourself doom scrolling for hours on end and then you think, dang, I don't feel so great mentally, and you wonder why? It's because there's a lot of negative crap out there that is making it stressed out and anxious, and maybe you just need a little time for yourself, okay? A little time to check in with yourself mentally. A little time for some mindfulness activities, if you will. And that is where Headspace comes in handy. Headspace is an app that helps me and 100 million people with their mental health and well-being with guided meditation, mindfulness practices, breathing and calming exercises, and so much more. They combine scientifically proven benefits of meditation and mindfulness with modern practices, and you learn from experienced meditation teachers. The app has customized, personalized approaches to help you navigate through all of life's moments, big or small. What's really cool about Headspace is that it is curated for anyone, whether you're a newbie who has never meditated a second in their life or someone who's been meditating for years. There's always content for what you're going through. And like I said, sometimes I'm doom scrolling for too long and then I'm like, okay, I need to take a few moments for myself. And what's really cool about Headspace is that they have these quick on-the-go programs that help me get in the right headspace in just a few minutes. Plus, with over 1,000 hours of mindfulness exercises, it's got the most complete meditation library I've ever seen. So you can always find something that works for you. And what's also really great about Headspace is you can find exactly what you're looking for based on different categories, such as stress less, sleep soundly, manage anxiety, process thoughts, practice meditation, or even start therapy. I also really like the sleep soundly ones because sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and my mind starts to try and run a marathon at 3 a.m., which is really fun and awesome. So I'll use a meditation that is specific to help me sleep more soundly so I can go back to bed and get a restful night's sleep. So feel good and mean it when you say it. For a limited time, get Headspace free for 60 days. Go to headspace.com/thesesh. That's HEADSPACE.com/thesesh to unlock all of Headspace free for 60 days. Headspace.com/thesesh. All right, so this is a CSI. All right, so this story starts off here on Monday, September 15th. It was a beautiful September day, shortly after midnight, at a restaurant in Disney.
Shortly after midnight?
Shortly.
I don't think you said surely.
Shortly after midnight.
Okay.
At a Disney Springs restaurant called Paddlefish. It is a steamboat-style seafood restaurant on the water. And it had just closed for the night. So people got their to-go boxes, got their checks, and headed out. And they closed up shop. Two employees and the manager were counting the money, as one does after you close a restaurant. They're closing everything up when suddenly a guy came into the office. He supposedly swam up to the restaurant because this restaurant is on the water, stashed his gear, his snorkeling gear, and slipped inside like a little fishy.
Okay.
Like a little fish. What?
Slipped inside. It's not a little.
That was not what I meant to say. Get your head out of the gutter. You're a mother. anyways. Okay. So he sprayed something all over the security cameras to blur the lens and then barged into the office. So he had this whole thing planned out very well. Look at him. He looks like a fucking moron.
He looks
fucking goggles on.
Stupid.
Anyways, awesome. He forced the employees into the corner of the room.
You know what he looks like? Thelonious.
I don't know what that is.
Yes, you do.
What is it called?
From Shrek. Thelonious.
He does look like Thelonious.
He's the executionist.
Oh, yeah.
In Shrek.
Oh, my God. Yes.
He's literally Thelonious.
Yes, dude. I didn't know that's what his name was.
Mm-hmm.
He does look like him. Anyways, so he corners the employees, ties them up, and then told them to shut their fucking eyes. So he grabbed between $10,000 and $20,000 in cash.
Damn.
And he didn't have any weapons, and no one was harmed. He was in and out in 2 minutes, sprayed the camera, tied them up, stole the money, and bailed. And then an anonymous tip sent to police said that the thief escaped the restaurant by swimming away in a black wetsuit.
I love that Thelonious. He swam away.
He's a good swimmer.
What stroke do you think he did? Probably the good old free.
I was going to say like a
break free with some free.
I was going to say like a quick brush stroke, because then you can like go underwater quicker, less splashing, yeah, less like, splashing.
Like with several strokes underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. you know,
more inconspicuous. Swim,
freestyle is a little splashy. It's a little
yeah.
loud.
Yeah.
Say, oh, wow. Very
we
good.
Know it wasn't backstroke. And it probably wasn't butterfly.
Butterfly.
Can you imagine
crazy.
If he left with the backstroke, though?
Or honestly,
butterfly would look kind of fucking awesome.
Okay, but this happened at Disney, which is kind of like, I could imagine it. Mm-hmm. Like this is like a Disney villain.
Yeah, it's almost like they paid him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Also, crazy that they had $10,000 to $20,000 in cash at a restaurant.
That is a lot of cash.
That is interesting.
Must have been a very busy night for them.
Must have been.
Because usually you take the cash and put it in a safe. Or, yeah, like, or take it away.
But this even is Disney, then, dude, you can rack up a fucking bill.
That's true. That is very true.
Probably a normal night.
An anonymous tip sent to police said that the thief escaped. He swam away, and he was covered from head to toe and described as about 5'10", slim, and very tall.
Swimmer.
I guess not that tall. 5'10". Anyways, slim I don't know what I'm saying.
Slim, thick with that bit.
Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, okay. Now, the Orange County Sheriff's Office is calling it third-degree grand theft, and the suspect is still on the loose.
Dude, he managed to swim all the way away. He went to a cave.
All the way away. Maybe he was a mermaid.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like,
You ever thought about lights?
Could be merman.
You ever thought about lights? According to...
Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they used shells as currency, not dollar bills. Well, you can convert it. You know.
Who? SpongeBob?
Oh, yeah, marine animals.
No, not Sponge, though.
We're talking about Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about the show.
They didn't use...
It was a
they
joke.
Used real cash.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Krabs.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Me million dollar.
Yeah, so this would be good money for them.
Yeah. now, according to the news, report details have been heavily redacted because the case is still under investigation, so they don't want to, you know, give away too much. So that's really all we know. But keep your eyes fucking peeled if you're out scuba diving.
Can you imagine you're scuba diving? You see this guy like flying by with the cash.
Honestly, where'd he stick it? Where'd he put the cash?
In his butt cheeks. And he's pinching them really
once
hard.
Once again, the butterfly. Yeah, once again. You're a mother. I'm just kidding.
Okay, I can say butt cheeks.
No, you can't. No, I'm totally joking.
Actually, I do.
In your butt cheeks.
We're
in your ass
training,
crack.
So.
In your ass crack. No, he probably had like a little pouch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or he put it in like his
like a stay dry pouch, waterproof pouch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So keep your eyes fucking peeled, people, because danger is among us. Actually, I feel like
I don't think they're gonna find him.
I don't think they're gonna find him either. And I kind of
stan him.
Thank you.
He didn't hurt anybody.
I kind of stan him.
Hey, it was Disney.
It was creative as fuck.
He needed the money.
Like clearly, Disney doesn't need 10 grand. No one was injured. No one was injured. Obviously, that's probably really scary, and I feel bad for the employees that had to
go through that. Yeah,
go through that. Mm-hmm. But beyond that,
he was very creative. He swam there inconspicuously, wasn't caught.
Like 10 out of 10.
Let him go.
Creativity.
Let him go.
Yeah, give him the money.
Yeah. You know what I think? If you're gonna be creative about committing crimes, that should be taken into account when you're charged.
No.
10 out of 10 creativity. Your sentence is lessened. No, I'm totally kidding. But I don't know. I mean, I highly doubt they'll ever find this guy. That's just my guess. And look how fucking big this lagoon is. Or whatever. Is it a lagoon?
You could have gone there or there.
Is it a lagoon? It's a lagoon, right?
That's like a lagoon.
Ah. It looks like a lagoon to me.
Lagoon sounds Disney-ish.
Was this Disney World or?
It's Disney Springs. It's like outside of Disney.
World? Or mm-hmm. land?
World. This is Florida.
World.
Of course.
Oh, right. World is in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they'll find his ass.
So we always see comments from those of you out there who are small business owners, whether you're lash techs, nail techs, hairstylists, estheticians, all of the above. You guys are awesome, killing it out there, running your own businesses. But if you're running a self-care business, it's not just about treating clients. It's about keeping them coming back and giving them the experience that they deserve, right? That's where Boulevard comes in, the all-in-one client experience platform that helps you build loyalty and grow revenue. Boulevard is the fastest growing client experience platform designed specifically for appointment-based self-care businesses. Because salons, spas, barber shops, med spas, and other self-care businesses are so very personal, the platform empowering your business should feel the same, right? And it's not just software. It's a smarter, more personal, and more simple way to manage all of your business's locations in one place. From booking and payments to appointment reminders to client profiles, Boulevard elevates every client interaction and works as beautifully as you do. Plus, with AI-powered scheduling and marketing tools, you'll see higher booking and gratuity as well, more ROI on your marketing spend, and smoother days for you and your team, which we all want smoother days. And thanks to the always-on AI chatbot and extra support team, they respond in minutes, not days. See why more than 5,000 top beauty and wellness brands choose Boulevard to streamline and grow their businesses. Because self-care businesses don't just switch to Boulevard, they stay. Visit joinblvd.com to learn more about Boulevard and book a demo to see if it's right for your business. And for a limited time, Boulevard is offering new customers 20% off your first year subscription. That's joinblvd.com to learn more. joinblvd.com. All right. Well, we have a more important case over here. Okay.
All right. There is
a Beyonce theft that's going on, mm-hmm. which we haven't touched on the Beyonce theft yet, mm-hmm. but an arrest has finally been made.
God bless.
So this happened back in July, July 8th. Beyonce's team rented a 2024 Jeep Wagoneer at Croc
Wagoneer.
Street. Wagoneer. Who cares? It was a wagon. At Krogue Street Market in Atlanta. And her choreographer, Christopher Grant, and her dancer, DeAndre Blue.
Krogue Street again. Who gives a fuck?
But they left the car for about an hour. And when they got back, the truck window had been completely smashed. Now, they fucked up because they left some really important stuff in there. And I can't believe they just left this in the back of a Jeep Wagoneer.
That's right.
This is pretty wild. This is Beyonce's stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. So two suitcases were stolen, and inside them, you're not going to believe what was in there. Apple laptops, a pair of AirPods, designer clothes, sunglasses. Okay, that's all, like, understandable.
Yeah, yeah.
But most importantly, hard drives and thumb drives that had Beyonce's unreleased music from her past and future set lists, Cowboy Carter tour plans, and even concert footage. You think this would be vaulted up?
That's what I was about to say.
In the Beyonce mansion somewhere.
That's what I was about to say. What the fuck
is
this?
This is the backseat of a Wagoneer.
The Wagoneer is like the newer version.
The Wagoneer.
It's in the Wagoneer. Why is it in the back of any car, period?
Right.
All of that, like Kendall said, it should be in a vault. And that is highly secure. Around with it.
This
is
confused.
Beyonce.
Right.
Well, are they gonna take it into the store that, or wherever they're at? Are they gonna take in the suitcases with
they
them?
They just shouldn't be rolling around with it. Why do they have it?
Because they're on tour and they're on the road.
They need all of that though? Or like have it, I don't know. They should have it in like a glass proof, bulletproof car, not the Wagoneer. It just is like these are important goods. They're not worried that someone's gonna break the window and take this shit.
It should be in like some encrypted file.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Or a glass container.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Have that around it or something. This is Beyonce we're talking about.
They should have someone with it at all times, for real.
Its own security guard, yeah.
Yep. That's so stupid.
Yeah, they left the shit alone. You might as well have left Beyonce alone. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So police started investigating immediately. They dusted the car for prints. They checked the security footage. They used Apple's Find My Whatever You're Looking For to ping the stolen devices. Mm-hmm. And that eventually led them to a 2025 Hyundai Elantra.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Correct.
I was going to say Elantra.
Nope.
Last minute, I thought, you know, I think it's Elantra.
You got it, sweetie.
Okay. Well, it turns out the car was borrowed from the suspect, Kelvin Evans' niece. And she told investigators that she thought he would only have it for a little while, but he kept it longer and was using it at the time of the break-in. And then on September 16th, just last week, Atlanta police arrested Kelvin in Hapeville, Georgia. I got to say, Kelvin just doesn't strike me as a criminal name. Kelvin sounds very straight-laced.
Kelvin.
Clean.
Clean Kelvin.
Clean Kelvin. Like, you know?
Clean cut Kelvin.
Clean cut Kel. You know?
Clean cut
He'd
Kel.
Be known as that.
Right.
Apparently not this Kelvin.
Name your child Clean Cut Kel.
Boy or girl.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Clean cut Kel. So he was booked into Fulton County Jail and is facing charges of breaking into a vehicle without or with intent. Obviously, there was intent to commit theft and violating his parole. Whoopsie, Kelvin. Kelvin's attorney has asked for a new court date because he wanted more time to hire a private lawyer. The judge approved the delay and moved his preliminary hearing to October 16th. The big problem is that the stolen hard drives with Beyoncé's unreleased music and Cowboy Carter tour plans have still not been found, y'all.
So can someone just release them? Like, if you're going to steal them, do something with it.
You want them to release them?
I don't know. I mean,
well, if they get caught, it'll be much,
yeah, I guess
much
you're right.
more
Probably
trouble.
Not. But like,
for
what are you
them?
Doing with them? Why do you have?
Maybe
them?
They can't actually get into it though.
Yeah,
they should have had that up on a backup.
This is probably the biggest problem facing the globe at this point.
Oh, 100%.
We need to recover this stuff immediately, you guys. Okay. Mm.
Facing the globe.
All right.
Get the F. This is a job for the FBI.
This is a case for the FBI.
And that is going to be it for CSI today.
There's a zillion products out there, especially when it comes to women's health. There's a million different things that people are trying to sell, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. And you're like, I want to make sure that my vagina is as healthy as possible, but I don't know where to start. I don't know what to take. Well, I'm here to tell you what to take, okay? Give O Positive a try. O Positive is a women's health company offering a range of symptom-targeting supplements that support women at every stage of life, from their first period to well beyond their last. And they are proud to have the best-selling women's healthcare products at Target and on Amazon. Urovaginal Probiotics is one of the top 5 supplements on Amazon, and they have multiple number one products in Target for intimate care, PMS, and menopause categories. So what's so special about O Positive? They create real, tangible results with ingredients that are backed by clinical studies and shaped by board-certified doctors. O Positive is committed to breaking down stigmas and addressing issues many women experience, like hormonal health, vaginal health, menopause, and so much more. The Urovaginal Probiotic is a probiotic blend specifically formulated to support vaginal health. It balances healthy vaginal pH, supports healthy vaginal smell, and maintains healthy vaginal flora. Because so many factors, whether that's sex, tight clothing, sweat from working out, hormones, periods, etc., can disrupt vaginal health and lead to an imbalance in vaginal flora and pH, which can cause an unhealthy vaginal odor and taste, abnormal discharge, and just general discomfort. Urovaginal Probiotic is a blend of 4 powerful strains of Lactobacillus probiotics backed by research showing these strains support healthy vaginal odor, vaginal pH, and flora. And when taken daily, Uro delivers noticeable benefits within just 8 weeks. Many see results sooner. And many customers talk about how the improvement in vaginal health led to a greater confidence as well as better sex and intimacy. Women all over the country are raving about Uro, and if you haven't tried this product, I'm telling you, you need to try it. So take proactive care of your health and head to opositive.com/sesh or enter sesh at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. That is such a good deal, you guys. That's opositive.com/sesh for 25% off. Okay, so for our next segment, there is some drama surrounding the Vampire Diaries. I don't know anything about the fucking Vampire Diaries.
Me either. Not a thing.
I never watched said Vampire Diaries. I'm very, what's the word when you're
uncultured?
Shots fired. Damn.
I'm kidding. That was actually good. I love you for that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm very, what's the word when you only, you stick
Live
to one
rock?
Thing?
Ignorant?
No.
Fuck you
and you.
By the way, Curly, I started Orphan Black.
Uh-huh. What'd you think?
I didn't like it.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll talk about it.
Another day.
I'm not giving up yet. Anyway. Janelle's uncultured and...
and ignorant.
Oh, poor Jan.
No, what is the fucking word?
Clueless.
Which what?
God, this is so...
You guys are
clueless.
What's the definition? When you stick by something.
Stuck in your ways. Dumb. No. Clueless.
Reliable.
No, when you're like, don't worry, I will never leave your side, Kendall, because I
loyal.
Am loyal. Thank you.
Loyal.
God damn, that was right, sad.
She's loyal. That's why she's never seen
No.
She's loyal to Bella and Edward.
Thank you. That was my point.
Okay.
I am loyal to Twilight.
All right.
That's why I only vampire. That took way too long to make that point.
That's the only vampire.
Okay. All right. Let's watch
Anything
this presentation.
Else? Anything else? Hit me.
Okay. Vampire Diaries, Sydney. What's up?
For those of you that don't know, The Vampire Diaries was a TV show on the CW network that ran from 2009 to 2017.
She's been 5 seconds. Put your hand down.
Oh.
Thank you.
Wait.
Go ahead.
So there's 8 seasons total. It was like a supernatural with the vampire, that kind of stuff, teen drama, and took place in Mystic Falls, which is not real, but, you know, made it up.
Fictional.
So, yes. You still have a question?
Yes. Did the two men hate each other?
The two men are brothers.
Oh, they like each other? Do they fight over her?
I thought you were saying, do they fuck?
They fight over her. So absolutely. They're trying to be Twilight.
It's Ella. They weren't brothers.
It's Ella.
It's Edward and Jacob.
They weren't, they weren't brothers. They were a werewolf and vampire. They couldn't be related.
I'm going to say they don't look alike.
Well, these two are brothers.
Oh, they are. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
These two are
they
hotter.
They look so alike.
Yes.
They're kind of hot. They're very hot.
They are very hot.
Very, very hot. And who's the girl?
So that's Elena.
What's her real name?
Nina Dobrev.
She's pretty.
I've heard of that name.
She's beautiful.
They're hot. Don't know anything about them, though.
Oh, she is very pretty.
Oh, yeah. It was a very hot show.
Ooh, hot and bothered. Was there vampire sex?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Lots of it.
Ooh, I like worse.
Lots of it. Lots worse. Of it.
Yeah. It's a great show.
If it's really good.
Yeah. It's like
you've both seen it.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what's interesting? This is great timing because a lot of very cultured, unlike me, people like to watch this show in the fall.
That's very true. Yes.
It is a,
yes,
it is a big
it's kind of like Gilmore
show.
Girls.
Yes.
Got it.
So maybe you could pick it up this fall.
It will not be.
It's a little cringy, I'm not going to lie.
It is.
I mean, I don't hate a little cringe.
I was obsessed with this show in college.
So what is the overall gist? They're in high school.
Yes.
Mystic Falls High School.
Mm-hmm. So Elena, I'm just going to call her Elena. She's in high school. Unfortunately, her parents had this. It all starts out. Her parents were lost in a car accident.
Okay.
So she's going through that. And then this guy named Stefan. He comes to the school. He's
named Salvatore.
Stefan Salvatore.
Oh, God,
yes.
He's Stefan to me.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Stefan.
Or Steven.
And he's played by Paul Wesley, but we're going to call him Stefan.
Okay.
He's a new guy, and then he turns out to be a vampire.
Okay.
They hit it off, and then within the first two episodes, they're dating. Okay. This is before we get to the brother.
And does she know that he's a vampire?
Not yet.
No.
Okay. She will eventually.
Yes.
Because eventually she turns into a vampire.
Oh, this is fucking Twilight. Did this come after Twilight?
Yeah.
They totally copied. He's hot. Who is this man?
I like him. Ian Somerhalder.
I like his jawline.
Yes.
Look at that jawline, Kendall.
Very nice.
So this is Damon. This is a brother, older brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty chaotic when he first shows up. He's looking for a girl named Catherine, who is a vampire from the 1800s. Who supposedly was buried in this tomb in Mystic Falls. Okay. So he's looking for her because he loves her in
the corpse?
No.
No, she's still alive.
She's quote unquote still alive. He believes that.
They're immortal.
Right.
Right.
So she's the one that actually turned him and his brother into vampires. So he has this deep lust love for her and wants to find her. But when he first shows up, he just kind of causes a lot of issues. Like he kills people. He doesn't really care about. Like he's not.
His humanity is gone.
Yeah, he just.
Okay.
But he's getting away with crimes?
No soul, Stefan.
Yeah.
Damon.
Okay.
This is Damon.
Yeah.
Oh, Damon. Soul, Damon.
No soul, yes. Okay, so then.
Demon, Damon.
Yeah, exactly. This is Catherine, and that's Elena.
Which is which?
On the left is Catherine, right is Elena.
They look the exact same.
Funny, you know why?
You know,
are they the same person?
Yep.
They are. So she played both characters.
Okay. That's good acting.
It's crazy. She had to have conversations with herself, and they would, she'd have to remember how they were talking to each other.
It's that's the, hard.
The Parent Trap.
Thank you.
Or Orphan Black.
Or Orphan Black, yeah.
Which we don't like. Well,
it's not that bad.
All right. Very good. Catherine, Elena, and their friends. What are they? Sisters? Foes?
No.
They're doppelgangers.
Because she's from the 1800s.
Oh, right. Got it. Okay.
But
keep this in mind because this is very important to what's happening now.
No, I'm following.
Yeah, she's...
So the one brother wants to find Catherine, the old bitch. But obviously, whatever. He ends up finding Elena, the new bitch, and is like, oh, shit, you're like Catherine, only modern.
Right.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damon finds out that old Catherine wasn't buried in the tomb.
Uh-huh.
And so then he's like, kind of making eyes over at Elena because he likes her softness, kindness, and then he's bad boy. Then that's why she's kind of attracted to him.
Ooh, it's like 50 Shades of Grey, Twilight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Catherine will come, pops into the show here and there, and she's more a hot version of Elena. Every time she shows up, and she just kind of causes issues and tries to turn the brothers again against each other and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so as the show goes on.
Do they do a threesome?
No.
Wait, this is brother related. Okay. Now that's something I would watch.
Okay, so By season three, Elena starts to, like, you know, move towards Damon. She's like, I'm really liking this bad boy. And ultimately, they get together. Stefan's pissed at first, but he wants her to be happy.
God, these are some gorgeous people. Gorgeous. Ugh. I might watch the show just for looking at pretty people.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this is, you know, he's really upset, but she's, like, happy now, you know, with Damon.
Right.
Okay. It's my life.
But you.
I did what I had to do.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. It's your life, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that you live in it. That you live it.
Mm-hmm. Like we said, she becomes a vampire, too. It's this whole traumatic thing. And
did he bite her?
No, actually.
Ooh, that's a good question.
She was, I think she got, it was a car accident, and then she was going to, like, a doctor or something who was putting Damon's blood into her. And
which
then she.
So it's different than Twilight, not Venom necessarily.
Oh, that's interesting. You can turn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Many ways you can turn into a vampire in this show.
Okay.
So that's also another reason why they were, like, drawn to each other, too. Because it's like his blood was in her.
They're, like, imprinted, like, in Twilight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
So here's some behind the scenes info. Nina and Ian actually were started dating in real life.
Okay.
And for.
Beautiful. He's so gorgeous.
He's so hot.
He is. Wow. Very pretty.
They're both gorgeous. Gorginas.
Very pretty eyes.
Very. They dated for like 3 years or so. And there wasn't like a big explanation as to why they broke up.
I love the name Nina too.
No, it's a cute name. You know what's crazy? It's, she was 20 when she started on the show and he was 30. So 10-year age gap. So people kind of think maybe that's why they.
Side eye. Things. Just kidding.
Well.
But. I don't really.
Okay.
Too big of a deal.
Then they broke up.
Yeah, they did break up.
Okay.
But continued to work on the show for, I think it was like 2 seasons. And then Elena actually left, or Nina left after season 6.
Okay.
So the whole reason this is like coming back up or they're being talked about is because a book about her behind the scenes or whatnot was I Was Feeling Epic, an Oral History of the Vampire Diaries.
She wrote this?
No, this came out. But she did interviews with
the author.
Okay. Like the cast. Throughout this book.
Got it.
And they share some tea and in the interview, and she's saying that she was like one of the lowest paid actresses on the show, even though she played like 2 different people.
Shit. She should get double the salary now.
Yeah. I know. So she was like, for a long time, just kind of took it and then demanded that they pay her more. They paid her a little bit more, but not as much as she was wanting. She never made as much as the brothers did.
And oh my God.
Of course not. You underpay the fucking woman, even though she's playing 2 fucking characters in the show.
Yep.
And then her 2 friends in the show were also the lowest paid.
Okay.
Of course.
So all the females.
So it's giving, we hate women, let's pay them less.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Perfect.
It is a CW show, by the way.
That means very anything. On, I don't know what that, I don't know anything about the CW, but whatever.
Oh, do you want to explain it? Oh, they're just like a really, really big like network.
No. Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know. Like, are they known to underpay people? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. But I mean, it's just because it's a bigger company. I just figured that they'd probably underpay people and have worse morals. I don't know. Maybe that's just like an unsolicited opinion.
I think that's just like Hollywood in general.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically she left after.
She's like, I'm not making enough coin. I'm out.
Yeah. After season 6.
Got
and
it.
Then the final season was season 8. And this is a showrunner, Julie. She was like, we need Nina back for season 8. Like, how do we end this story without having her a part of it? Like, she was a main part. And she was like, I'm not doing it unless you pay me what I'm asking for.
Right.
Mm.
They first came back with an offer that was 5 times less than what she was making while she was on the show.
What the fuck? She said this publicly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a second. Are you stupid?
Yeah. I'm like, what?
That's so crazy. And they thought she was going to come back for that.
Like, I guess
maybe so. She realized how rough it is out there and she'll come back for way less. Holy shit. That's so offensive.
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
And towards the end of her like time on the show, like the studio would tell the writers to try not to like write the Catherine stuff, like her 1800 version because they didn't want to pay her more. Like it was a constant issue.
Oh, my God.
This is a very popular show.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Why would you not just fucking pay her what she wants?
God, exactly. That's so crazy.
I know.
Stupid.
I can't believe the fact she stayed around she did get a pay raise before leaving, but just the fact that she wasn't getting paid as much as the the two other main.
These TV networks and TV production companies in general are so fucking cheap.
So finally, after going back and forth, they agreed to give her like what she was asking for one episode in season 8.
So did she come back for the one episode?
Just the one episode.
Why would that's the stupidest thing I've ever. Why would you come back for one episode?
Well, I think because she wanted to do it for like the fans and to finish the story. She cared about that. But
why would they be like, all right, we'll write you in for one episode?
Maybe because they didn't want to pay her. An ending and stuff, too.
They didn't want to pay her.
Did they like kill off the character after?
No, she's in the very last episode.
What the hell kind of shit is that?
I see. So it's the finale they needed.
They brought her out.
They probably wrote it. Okay.
But it's just weird that she wasn't in the full season because they wouldn't pay her what she wanted. And I'm like,
Does she talk about what she wanted? Like what the pay is?
No, she didn't say numbers, but
okay. I really know.
I mean, I wonder if we could find that, but
I just looked on Google and it's getting a couple different numbers, but they were getting paid around $40,000 per episode.
It's like not that much.
No,
I don't think.
It's not.
No.
I'm pretty sure the Jersey Shore cast.
That's also got like 2009 on to 2017. So I don't know. Things have changed, but still. But it's not for Jersey Shore. I don't know how much they made.
No,
I don't
think
know.
They,
what's
and their prime
too.
Made almost 100,000 each per episode in
what?
Their prime.
Yes, yeah, I don't know about this because it's saying that the three of them were all paid 40,000, which doesn't sound
That's
correct.
Crazy. Well, and that doesn't make sense since the guys were paid more.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's next?
Well, so basically there's some other behind the scenes stuff came out with like how the cast was being, you know, treated. And then after their breakup, Ian and Nina's, he talks about how it was just like horrible because people, like when we were talking about shipping, you know, how people, when you watch
when
a show, so people obviously did that with them.
Right.
And then in a real relationship. So when they broke up, people were pissed. Like, oh my God. He's like, the amount of hate they got is insane.
Oh my God.
Because it's like
psychos.
Ruined the show for
Get
them.
Get a light. Oh, shut
Oh, God. Yeah. And I have a question.
It's only their lives.
Has he ever publicly like stuck up for her? Like, I don't blame her for not coming back. Like, you guys should pay her.
Oh,
or
he hasn't said anything like you should pay her. But I mean, they never talked bad about each other. They're like,
okay. But he also never like publicly.
He didn't say anything about the pay. No.
Weak. Men are weak. Okay.
And then he also got some like hate because, I mean, he was 30 when he started. So he married someone pretty quickly after they broke up. And people were like.
So is the public taking sides of him versus her?
Like, they did. Yeah.
What's her name? Team
Nina.
Bella? Oh, sorry. Team Nina versus Team
Ian.
Yeah, that was a thing for a while.
Oh, stupid. Get a life. Good God.
When did they break up?
Back in
like a while ago.
Oh yeah.
But also think about it. This was like a lot of people who watched this were teenagers at the time. So
right.
Like, so you know.
Right.
So,
I mean, I was really pissed when they broke up, but I wasn't like sending hate mail or anything.
Obviously, yeah.
I was like sad.
So you started a Reddit thread.
No, I was
dedicated
like,
to hating these.
No, I was like so sad. I was like, what? How could they do that?
No, actually, because
couples that like actually don't like make it into like a real life relationship after being on a show together.
Well, fucking, I was also a teenager when Twilight was at its peak, and I was super obsessed with that whole. I was obsessed with the whole fucking world of it.
I think you would like this, but it's like so hard.
They were dating,
In real life.
Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart were dating in real life,
and, it makes
and then
it
they
even
broke
better.
Up, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
No.
I it was like almost I was like their friend or something. Like, how could you do this to me?
Well, also, this show had a very similar cult following. To Twilight,
yeah, because
it was like, yeah, like people were obsessed with this show.
Yeah,
oh my, I can't even explain to you. I used to lay in my bed in the sorority and just like put like I was.
Oh,
on
you
the
were
lower...
in college.
Oh yeah,
good.
Because I started a little bit later.
Okay,
but I would like hang a blanket because I was like on the bottom bunk and I just like, God, watch episodes.
Watch
like,
episode,
oh my gosh,
episode,
yeah,
episode.
Binge.
Oh,
binge,
same. Like, I would binge the fuck out of the show, like a season a day almost.
Oh
wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it's almost like it was like a drug. Like I just wanted it so bad. But no, I mean it. It's I really can't believe that she was paid less than these guys because
that's fucked.
She's
up.
Playing double the role.
I just think about the show and all that she did.
Yeah,
well, Andrew, she's like one of the main characters.
I know.
She should be paid just as much as them. She should be getting paid the same.
Yeah,
if not more, because
she has two
providing
roles.
Two characters.
Yeah,
in a normal world,
that is so
not
weird.
In our world,
okay. So that's what the latest drama is just because of the book, and she's like, I bailed because I didn't get paid enough.
Yeah, pretty much, like, just kind of calling out the network to, you know, saying why were the
CW
females
made any.
I haven't heard any, seen anything from the CW, but
maybe they're cooking up a statement.
Yeah, that's the book was pretty good. I listened to it. It really started about like talking about how they formed the show, and you know the background of that part was a big part of it, which isn't very interesting. But since I was so obsessed with the show, I found this book pretty, you know, interesting to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now it's kind of crazy. I was shocked seeing it back in the news, like just because it's been so long.
When's the last time it came out? 2017.
Mm-hmm. So I put it on this weekend.
Who wrote the book? I'm so confused. Just this random
Samantha Highfill.
Yeah, but like, who is this in relation to them?
Executive editor, Entertainment Weekly. So okay. She's in the you know entertainment world.
And she just wrote the inside scoop on this and somehow was able to get Nina's commentary. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys all fans of the show? Should we watch it? I won't be watching it. Should we watch it?
I'm not going to be. Doesn't sound like my cup of tea.
Really?
No.
You like scary things?
No, I just don't really like fantasy stuff that much. It's more like a teen romance.
Yeah,
I don't like teen romance.
I'm sorry. The teen romance.
I put it on this weekend because I was like, now I'm kind of curious. I forgot about it. It's definitely, you can tell, an older show. Tacky.
I put it on as like background noise.
Yeah.
I really want to play our game.
All right, we are going to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I'm so excited. We haven't played a game on this show in so long. I love a game.
Kendall already said no for me, so...
Well, you like I said, you have a real leg up over me because I have major pregnancy brain going
on. Well, apparently so do I. It took me fucking 10 years to figure out how many months are between March and August.
What was the word?
I couldn't figure out either. And I also couldn't figure out the word loyal.
Oh, loyal, not faithful.
Earlier today, I was talking to Janelle and I was like, oh, I've been thinking about... Yeah. And then it just left my brain. I had a thought.
I need to tell you, I've been thinking about...
Still have no idea what it was.
She goes, oh, never mind.
No idea. Okay, let's play this game. You know what? My dream in life is to go on a real game show one day.
No, it's
I've decided.
Not.
No, it is. I
would,
really
you
want
would hate
to.
That.
Not like a Big Brother, but like a I
like
don't
a
know,
Jeopardy.
Just a game show. Something
really?
Kind of goofy, like
or
a
like
Family
Fortune?
Feud. Family Feud would be awesome. Yeah.
Would you want me on your team? As
yes,
a family?
Of course I would. I would have all four of you. We'd fucking kill it.
No, I'm gonna respectfully tell you that I under pressure. Freeze.
So do I. It'd just be fun. I don't care if we win or not. I just want to do it.
We should do like a Mile Higher Family Feud.
We did. Remember?
We did at a little game thing.
At our little game show thing?
Oh, yeah. We did.
Should
we
call
did.
That place up and see if they would allow us to film something and promote their business. It's like a game show thing. Like
it'd be
maybe
fun.
It'd be so fun. You go first, my dear.
Okay. Sure.
Go ahead.
Fifth grade for 500.
We get 30 seconds.
The Pythagorean theory refers to what kind of polygon?
Fuck.
I don't even know there's multiple types of polygons.
Yeah, what?
I don't even know what a polygon is.
Yeah, the polygon has gone from my brain.
Polygon.
Polygon.
It's probably gone.
It's
a polygon.
Okay.
Quick with it. You got 10 seconds.
It is a six-sided polygon.
A triangle.
Triangle.
Oh, right. Duh. The Pythagorean theorem. That did have something to do with a triangle.
It did.
Sounds like vaguely familiar. Yeah.
I don't remember that. The fuck?
Okay. I will do second grade for 500.
Okay. The temperature is 5 degrees colder than the afternoon temperature, which warmed up 15 degrees from the chilly morning start of 25 degrees. What's the present temperature?
45 degrees.
Is that final answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to be quick with it.
35, damn it.
Wait, what? Oh, it went down 5. I didn't read it all the way.
Come on, Kendall. It started at
so
40 minus 5.
Yeah, shit. I added 5 instead of subtracted 5.
It's okay.
Shucky darn. So close.
All right, next. Third grade for 400, please.
A spinner has 4 equal color sections of blue, red, green, or yellow. What are the chances of spinning blue?
25%.
Yeah, 1 in 4, 25%. Good
job.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Third grade.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Smart lady.
All right. You. Oh, you got to go again.
Woo. Let's go third grade for 300.
Convert 4/3 into a mixed number.
Like a decimal?
Like a mixed number.
One and a third.
Okay, I know
wait.
It.
Wait,
You got this.
1.25?
So close, girl.
One and a third. I said one and a third.
It should be 1.33.
I said one and a third.
You said 1.25.
Well, yeah, but at first I said 1.1 and a third.
Your final answer is 1.25.
No, that's such trash. Give me half points. I said the right thing, and then you guys all looked at me insane.
Okay.
Come on now.
I would have thought a mixed number is like a decimal situation, but it's a fraction?
No. Oh, it's a mixed number, a whole number and a
fraction.
And a fraction.
Okay, it's a fracky frack.
Okay, so.
Got it. That, yeah.
Box. This is
come on now.
So you get 150.
Oh, come on. Okay, so I get it. Yeah. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, great. I go again.
I'll go next, though.
No.
No, you don't get to also get another.
No, I think three is a cap.
All right. That's enough.
Well, I've only gone twice.
Oh, this is your third time.
No, but she also didn't get the full answer. She got half points. I'm going now.
You already got your half points.
Okay,
point,
go.
So.
Go.
Okay. Fourth grade for 500. Let's go big.
Do we get extra time because we both had learning disabilities?
Yeah, we should.
I have an IEP. Is it still active?
Okay, what is the area of a rectangle 14 inches long by 5 inches wide?
Fuck. Yikes. What's that? 28 times 2. 46 plus.
Dun, 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 dun.
Don't do that. Don't be doing that to me, Crelly. 60?
Final?
Yeah. Why not? 60. Oh, so close.
Damn it.
Very 70. Close.
Shucks.
How is 5 times 14 70?
Wait, what is 5 times 14? Yeah, I was
it's 70.
Oh, okay.
Well, 5, 10, 15, 16.
Never mind.
You're right.
Never mind.
You guys are all so smart. Proud of you guys. Good job, Kendall. Oh, wait, you didn't get it right.
No.
Okay.
Stupid. I've got no points.
I told you.
This is going to be a slam dunk for you.
First grade for 500.
Nice pick.
Like, come on.
I should have hit that one already. Why did I do fourth? It's stupid.
Okay, yes or no, did Luke get the right amount of change back if he paid $2 for a $1.35 ice cream cone and got back 2 quarters, 1 dime, and 1 nickel?
Okay, let me think about this for a second.
You only get so much time.
Shut. We get extra time. I get time and a half. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
30 seconds.
No.
Yep.
Quiet. Okay. Okay, wait. So that's 2 quarters is, my God, 50 cents, 60 cents, 65 cents. Yes.
Correct.
Killing God, it.
500 points for a yes or no.
Hey.
Fuck, I picked the wrong
hey.
One.
Hey.
All right, let her go again.
Did you give me my points?
Yes, she did.
Thank you. First grade for 400.
How many zeros in a million?
6.
Okay, I will do first grade for 300. Seems like I should be shooting lower, you know. There are 2 buttons on 8 jackets. How many buttons in all? 2? Wait, oh, but per jacket?
I don't know, Kendall.
16?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know, 2?
Well, I thought it was like, there's 2 buttons out of
the
8.
Oh my God, you guys look how different.
Okay.
My face.
Okay. I'm going to do 2nd grade for 400. Can we get some that are not math? Good God. This is all math.
It is all math.
Congruent, true or false, congruent figures have the same size and shapes. Yes.
Why is it all math?
True.
Do we have anything that's not all math? Or are these all math?
I think the majority are math.
That's set.
Why?
Because she hates us.
Wait, why did you make them all math?
Okay. 2nd grade, 300.
All right, this is your last one before I go.
Mm-hmm.
What math symbol means the same as?
Equal sign.
Yay. 4th grade for 400.
Shells beat me by 1,000 points.
This could be hard for you. In a late 90s Disney Channel original movie set in space, what phrase became the main character's catchphrase?
Oh, this one isn't math.
Can you tell me what the movie
Wait,
is?
Wait, I kind of forget
The movie is
Xenon.
Xenon.
Got a blast.
Yeah, that's all I can have. That's like all I can think of.
No, it's like
to infinity and beyond. Like,
I don't know.
What? No.
Oh my gosh.
Do we? Are we doing stealing?
No, we haven't stole.
Okay,
so we're no probably, stealing.
No
today.
Stealing.
Well,
today.
No one's. Yeah.
Well, you guys haven't
had a chance on any of the others.
Do you want to do?
No.
No? Okay.
Boom, boom, boom. Maybe I'll go zoom, zoom. My supernova girl.
I don't know.
Today, Junior.
My supernova girl.
La, 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 la.
I'm so spacey. Final answer.
I'm so spacey.
Zetus Lapidus.
So Zetus Lapidus. Yes. I don't think I would have got that, actually. I forgot that that's what it was.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Me neither.
Hey, kind of go. Fourth grade 300.
True or false? A trapezoid is a quadrilateral.
False.
Yeah, it is.
Damn it. Oh.
Has four sides. Come on now.
Trapezoid sounded like a three-sided thing to me.
You don't remember what the shape of a trapezoid is?
Nope. Back to the math.
Okay.
Sydney's trying to torture us today.
I would like to have third grade 500.
How many angles in a heptagon?
Heptagon hepatitis. Could hepatitis. Be gone if you take your medication.
What the fuck?
Telling you my brain's a wild
Can you tell me
days.
How many sides a heptagon has?
No, that's not
that's
fair.
The answer.
Fuck no.
No, isn't that's not the answer.
What is hep?
Hep.
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 That's an inside joke.
If you know, you know. Some people will know.
Ick yick. Okay. I don't know what the fuck a heptagon is. What the okay, octagon. Ten?
Seven.
Fuck.
Fucking hep. I wouldn't have known that.
Fuck. Just kidding. Okay, Kendall, your turn.
Okay, I'll do fifth grade for four. Might as well.
What is the circumference of a circle if its radius is 5?
God. Can you figure out the... So the diameter's 10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how to do this shit. Is pi involved in this?
No.
I thought it was too.
Oh, maybe it is.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Maybe it is.
Don't, like, no, don't listen to me
at
all.
I don't think it is.
It's the diameter times something, or maybe it's the radius times something.
Ugh.
Circumference?
Isn't that a circumference?
It's probably not pi, because that would be, how could I calculate that in my brain? Uh-huh. 3.14159.
It's Emily. Not pi. Why would it be pi?
I don't know. I just remember pi being something.
But why would pi, it does... Pi, it would be the same for everything then. That doesn't make any sense.
The radius times... What else is there to times it against?
I don't remember. I can't tell you that. We're on different teams.
The radius times...
Do you want me to give you what it... Can we give her a hint? Can
no.
We give her the
fuck?
Can we just give you the formula?
I no. think I'll just guess.
I haven't gotten any freaking hint.
Well, you haven't asked for one.
Yes, I have.
Okay. We did, we
Wait, I'm trying
you,
to draw a tri.
We gave you the hint of Zion. Xenon, bro.
Xenon.
I was like, Zion.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
What the fuck did you just do?
I don't know. This is the way my brain's working. Is it 40?
Final answer?
Yeah.
You're really close.
31.4. How the fuck would I? So how do you figure that out? What's the formula for that?
So it's circumference equals 2 pi radius.
So pi is in there.
It is.
The fuck, guys? How am I supposed to calculate something with pi off my brain? Can I use a calculator? I would have busted out my calc.
You have one in front of you.
Is that a rule?
Well,
I didn't think I was allowed to use my phone.
Well, you can't for like how many buttons are on 8 shirts.
I had to
no,
take a guess. I thought, you know, there's probably like 2 radiuses per chunk. I was like, you know.
So it's about Josh good at math.
It's about 4 something per chunk.
What?
I don't, sweetie, I don't know what you're talking about.
3.1. What chunk? Shit. The chunks of the fucking slices of the pie. It's a circle.
Oh my God.
Why do you sound like you're going to cry?
Because I have 600 points. I haven't gotten one of my 10 answers.
This baby's taking every brain cell I have.
Oh, don't blame it on the baby, sweetie.
No, it's true. After my first one, got way dumber.
No.
And I'm about to go
down.
All right, let's see if I can even get one more.
All right.
I'll be happy to at least hit 1,000 points.
Hit me with a first grade for 200, please.
This is funny. This is great.
Yes. Yes or no? Is a square always a rectangle?
Squares, I have to show her this. Holly's so confused on square versus rectangle right now. So hard to explain.
Yeah, that is a hard one.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Wait.
But a rectangle is not always a square.
Correct. How could that be?
It's either because a rectangle always has four 90-degree angle sides. Same as a square.
But the square is always the same
side.
So a
regular ass square like this, mm-hmm. a normal one,
is also
a rectangle?
Yes.
The fuck? Mm-hmm. Then Blue's Clues is wrong. Daniel Tiger's wrong.
Wait.
Anyway.
Okay. I'll do second grade for 200, please.
If you add the four sides of a rectangle, will you find its perimeter or its area?
Area. No. Perimeter. Thank you. Area mm-hmm. is length times width, I think.
Yeah, and the four sides would be the perimeter of it.
Bam, baby, okay. I got another. No, I get to go again. I get
yep.
three. Third grade.
So keep it going,
200,
honey.
Please.
I got 5 minutes.
Okay.
7 minutes. 8 minutes.
In which kind of triangle are all three angles less than 90 degrees?
Acute.
It's a cute.
I
always loved that.
It's a cutie one. It's the little.
I did very well with the angles.
Okay, now.
I'm smoking you.
Yeah, holy shit.
Go ahead, Kenny. It's all
okay,
you,
I guess I got to go big.
Go big or go home.
Fifth grade three.
Let's go. You got this. You fucking got this.
What's the name for the slice of a circle between two lines of a radius?
The radius is messing
the
you.
Slice of a circle between two lines of a radius.
You got this.
The two lines.
So you have a circle.
Oh, the diameter? The sector? What the fuck?
The top sector and the bottom? Are those two sectors?
Oh, the slice. I wouldn't have got that. I didn't know it was called
that.
Does
she get to go again for
just for shits and gigs?
Fine, go.
Okay. 502. 502. 3 less than 2. Oh, I hate math, Sydney. Why did you do this to me?
It's good for you guys.
Everything is math except for one question about a movie.
This
and
is really
I got
so
it.
So unfair. And I was like, I was good
You're
at
the
math.
First one too.
3 less than 2. Wait, stop.
Oh, yeah.
3 less than 2 times y. So 2 times y would be 50. Wait. Fuck. I hate this. I hate this so much. I hate solving for y.
Colonel, you got this.
Why do it is really the
answer.
2 times y is 25, and that's 3 less. So it would be 28 times 2. Unless life doesn't work how I think it should. And that'd be 56. Maybe.
Wait, can I guess?
No.
What?
No. After you can guess in your head and then we'll believe you or not. Wait, so, okay, let me just walk
no.
3 less than 2 times. Okay, wait.
No,
wait.
You just heard what I said.
I think
wait.
You're, it's yeah. clicking now.
No, I didn't hear anything you said. What did you say? You said something?
Oh, don't. Oh, please.
No.
Trust me, when you hear my answer, I don't think you'll think that. Because now I'm confused. Is 3 less than the final version, the final one?
Come on.
2 times y. Oh, wait. 2 times y is 25. 3 less than 2 times. I have no idea. It's not 56, though. I just realized that because. Is it like 13 or 15?
Give a final answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
3 less than 2 times.
If I get this wrong, I'm going to be really annoyed with myself. Go.
20.
Come on.
20.
You have 5 seconds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Is it 14?
Guys, I quit.
No, you ran out of time.
Okay.
I'm done.
Janelle, do you want to?
I can't do algebra.
No, sure.
Okay, I failed this twice. I didn't go to summer school.
14!
Wait, what?
I'm going to vouch for Janelle on that one.
Thank you.
I'm going to vouch for you full-heartedly.
Thank you. Wait. I said that and I gave her way more time.
And then, said 14?
Yes!
I
swear.
I didn't hear it.
I did not hear you say 14.
Play back the footage. I said 14.
I didn't hear it.
Well, you got, look.
I can't believe I got that.
14 times 2 is what? 28 minus 3 is 25.
That's what I was just, that was the math I just came to at the end after I thought.
And then you're like, I got it wrong.
I swear, I'm not a cheater. You think I really care?
It's not going to win this for me. Kendall's notoriously a game cheater.
I'm actually so proud that I got that. Can I have anything? Jesus Christ.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud. I failed algebra twice.
And you went over the time limit.
Dude, you got it though. You're like so hard on yourself.
Oh my God. She's so fucking intense. You're still going to win, bitch. No, you're fine.
It's the principle.
I have to leave in 3 minutes. So we got to bust through these.
Okay. Fourth grade for 200.
Okay. I'll do that.
No,
I just got one. Oh, she's gonna lose her shit. Okay, I still like can't even possibly win.
Is this what you wanted?
How many sides does
a Dogecoin? I don't know.
A Dogecoin?
A dodecacon.
Let's say 14 because it worked for me last time.
12.
Oh. Damn it! All right, moving on. Your turn.
First grade for 100.
Two girls want to share
one
six
cup.
Want to share
that was good.
Six friendship bracelets evenly. How many do each get?
Free.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
Nice. Give Move her 100. Points. All right. There you go. Just clean up the board at this point.
Wait.
Let's go. Pick another.
Wait. Oh, right. Okay. Second grade 100.
Pick another.
What's the capital of Canada?
The fuck?
See, not I know all this math.
One. I know. Yeah. There's like two non-math. I know this one. Damn it. I think.
I have no fucking idea.
I would have done so much better if this wasn't all math. Sydney fucked me on this.
Is it?
It's your fault, Sydney.
I'm sorry.
Is it Montreal?
Okay, I wouldn't have done that. I was going to say Alberta.
I didn't even. Okay, yep. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ken. You got it.
Third. Or, yes. Yeah, I'll do third.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the name of a four-sided polygon that has two pairs of parallel sides?
It's in the name. It's in the question.
A polygon?
No.
Come on, just
read. What else is with a square? Oh, two pairs of parallel lines. Yeah, maybe a rectangle. A square. I'll just say a square.
Okay.
A parallelogram.
Oh, I do like that word.
A rectangle.
That's a fun word, parallelogram.
Kendall, there's nothing parallel in a rectangle.
Hey, I don't know. I hate this shit. I dumped all math from my head long ago.
Parallel is like this.
Right.
Never touching.
Amazing.
She's so mad at me.
Go ahead.
I'll do a fourth grade for 100, please.
Are the two lines that form a right angle parallel?
Perpendicular.
Okay.
Thank you. Give me my points. Thank you.
Perpendicular.
Hit it with the... This is just up for grabs, whoever can answer it first. Ready? Go.
Okay, you're going to win.
Which rectangle has the greatest area? 4 inch by 10 inch or 8 inch by 5 inch?
I'll say 8 by 5.
They're the same. Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're equal. Okay, Janelle wins again.
All right.
Damn.
I am stupid.
Come on. Why don't you
give
me a little
congratulations. I've been saying this.
That's right.
Thank
you very
much. Do you feel smarter playing with you, ma'am?
Of course I do.
It's an honor to be.
It's always an honor with
you. Sit next to someone who's so smart.
I love. It's an honor to sit next to someone who is so
No,
I was going to say smart in life and growing a human
smart
and
life.
Beautiful and talented and courageous and
get my dunce hat on.
Oh, we need the dunce hat.
Oh, it's in the back. Yeah, we do have it. I got to go, though. I got
to
go.
She doesn't need
my
a dunce hat to prove that.
What's for dinner tonight? Try chicken nuggets.
What
no mac
and
cheese. Tacos. I'm going to go home and make some tacos.
Mm. Well, that was
Taco
great.
Monday.
Thank you all for joining
that
us five here. Six, including Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
And
seven.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You were already adding the baby.
Yeah. I said five.
Plus
Maggie is six.
I'm telling you, like, your brain reduces by like 25% when you get pregnant. It's crazy. It happens quick.
And you just get dumber the whole time.
I'm going to go do more math so that I'm smarter for next time.
Good. I want to play this again with not all math.
Yeah, that was wild.
Sydney, you did just, that to me on purpose.
I just was trying to get your brain.
And I was like, I'm pretty good at math, actually. And I was like, oh, I failed. Like,
I will say I'm a lot less good than I used to be because I haven't done fucking, who the fuck has time for math? I wiped that from my brain.
There's probably people that still like exercise their
mathematicians.
Brain.
Well, like John exercises his brain all the time. Yeah, it's so annoying.
You two should feel a little like smarter after this. Yeah,
this exercised your brain.
I feel smart.
I feel dumber.
I'm going to go quiz John. He's going to whoop my ass. All right. Thank you all. Bye, we guys. Love you. See you in the next episode. Then
keep it fresh.